Hello and welcome to another edition of Love Notes with Dr. Nicole Beasley. I want to take some time today to talk to you about a very common dance in partners in romantic relationships. I want to talk about what the dance looks like and how we can use falling into presence or the quiet within us to get out of the dance. So as many of you know, I am certified in emotionally focused couples therapy, which was developed by Sue Johnson. And it has a lot of research behind it. And basically it looks at the fact that when one person is caught up in fear, feeling insecurely attached in a relationship, he or she tends to do things that pull for the other person to act out in a fearful way also. The dance is so typical that when couples come in, it's very easy for me to quickly see which partner is dancing which steps. The idea here is that we enter into relationships with a story from the past. A story about ourselves, a story about love, a story about our capacity to be loved. And when things look scary to me in a relationship, I'm very likely to fall back into this story and begin acting it out. And when I do, I pull you to behave in ways that confirm my deepest fears. So I'll give you an example. Oftentimes, one person in the relationship is, in Sue's model, called a withdrawer. Withdrawers tend to be people who have a deep fear of being a disappointment. They have a core belief that if they are just who they are, they'll be disappointing and the other person will leave. Withdrawers tend to come into therapy struggling to be authentic. The lack of authenticity often looks like I'm going to try to be who you say I should be, then I'm going to be resentful and withdraw from you. I'm going to avoid looking at or talking about what's really happening because it's too scary. I might find something within myself that I have to share with you that will make you go away. So I try not to look in that direction. Now, that lack of authenticity and the need oftentimes for increasing amounts of space creates anxiety in the other person, who is often what Sue Johnson would call a pursuer. Pursuers are people whose core belief is my needs are too much. If I'm really authentic and who I am, the other person is going to be overwhelmed and go away and abandon me because I'm too much. Or I'll be replaced by someone who's somehow better. But my needs aren't. It's not okay to have needs. So in some ways, both people have a core misunderstanding about their capacity to be loved authentically. The pursuer tends to respond to cues from the withdrawer, insecure cues like the withdrawer moving away or hiding, by becoming attacking, manipulative, some form of critical. So there's an attempt to get the withdrawer to come forward toward the pursuer, but in a way that really strengthens the withdrawer's fear. Basically, when you get afraid, you tell me I'm bad. When I feel like I'm bad, I go deeper into hiding. When I go deeper into hiding, you get more afraid and tell me that I'm bad. And so the couple is off and running. Relationship as a middle path. To have a good relationship with you, whether I'm a withdrawer or a pursuer, I have to be deeply self-accepting. I have to fall into what I would call the quiet within me and hear what is true for me. What do I really need? What does it mean to really be me in relationship? And then I have to skillfully bring myself to you without attacking you, without going into hiding. I have to be very vulnerable. I have to be able to stand naked before you and see, can you meet me? Not all relationships have the capacity to meet. And so that's the risk. The risk is I am going to really listen to who I am. And I'm going to hold myself around that. I'm going to be love to myself. Then I'm going to bring myself to you and I'm going to see if you can authentically say yes. Depending on where you are on your path and what this relationship is meant to be for you, you may not be able to say yes. And then I have to fall back into the alone of myself. This is why relationship is such a middle path. It's a you, it's an us, and an alone. It's an alone and a together. If I cannot say yes to myself, I cannot have a relationship with you, because I cannot bring myself to you. So much of the therapy is about holding people so that they can fall into the quiet, hear what's true for themselves, and then in a non-aggressive, non-disappearing way, in a clear way, offer it up for the other, and then wait to see what happens. Do you come closer to me? Do you get reactive and go away in a way that the therapy can help you fall out of? Or do you authentically have to say no? I had a client say to me yesterday, "Oh, it's so beautiful. We're healing buddies." In a relationship where you can stay and be well, you do become healing buddies. I have a core misunderstanding that I am not enough. I learn to listen and be skillful, and you can remind me that that misunderstanding is not true. You can meet me. You can hold me in my vulnerability, and I can hold you. And that's a very healing experience of connection. Alone and together. I hope you've heard something that's helpful to you today. May you be well and know that you are well. Until the next time.